We are thanks to God's grace.
我们今天啊，是我们灵恩会的最后一天。
Today is the last day to our spiritual convocation.
大家可以早上来到会堂里面来聚集，来啊敬拜天上的真神。
And that we may all gather here this morning to worship our God in heaven.
啊，今天早上啊，小弟想要用耶稣的忧愁这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
And this morning I'd like to use the topic the sorrow of Jesus for mutual encouragement.
啊，在这个约翰福音里面啊，有记载三次耶稣的忧愁。
And within the Gospel book of John records three incidents of the Jesus' sorrow.
有的人认为说耶稣是道，耶稣是神。
Some regard that Jesus is the truth and he is God.
既然耶稣是道，耶稣是神，耶稣就没有不可能的事情，对耶稣来讲。
And since Jesus is the way and he is God, so there should not be anything which is impossible to him.
因为他创造世界。
For he created this earth.
他想有就有。
When he said,there is and there is.
对耶稣来讲，对神来讲啊，心可以说啊，他只要想要做到的，他都可以做得到。
To Jesus, to God, there's nothing that he can't do.
那为什么他还会忧愁？
But why is it that he still sorrow?
我们才会忧愁。
And only us, we will sorrow.
我们有我们的人生的目标。
For we have our goal and purpose in life.
可是我们不一定能够达成。
But we might not be able to achieve them.
而且在达成的过程当中，我们会遇到很多的困难。
And in times in the process of this achievement, we will face many challenges.
有些困难是你想得到，有些困难是你想不到的。
And there are some challenges that we may imagine, while others are unexpected.
当我们面对人生的这些问题的时候，我们会忧愁。
But when we come to face all these troubles of life, we will sorrow.
耶稣是神耶。
Our God, Jesus is God.God.
既然耶稣是神，为什么会忧愁？
So since Jesus is God, why does he still sorrow?
耶稣不是说在人不能，在神凡事都能吗？
Did Jesus not saying man is it is impossible, but in God all things are possible?
他为什么要忧愁？
But why does he sorrow then?
那耶稣的忧愁对我们来讲，或对当时的门徒来讲，有什么意义？
And so the sorrow of Jesus, what does it apply to the disciples and to us today?
啊，平常啊，都是我们希望神来了解我们的忧愁。
You know, in an ordinary life, we hope God will understand our sorrows.
今天我们来了解一下耶稣为什么忧愁。
Put it today.Let us take a time to understand why Jesus also sorrows.
在要开始讲耶稣的忧愁之前呢，我们要先了解所谓耶稣的忧愁，这个忧愁到底是什么样的意思。
So before talking about the sorrows of Jesus, we must first understand what the sorrow means.
因为不同的这个语言有不同的感受。
Because in different languages, it has a different definition.
纵使是同样一个字，也会有不同的感受。
Even if it's the same word, it has different, portrays different feelings.
当时啊，他们在讲耶稣忧愁，约翰福音在记载这个耶稣忧愁的时候，都用同样一个字。
So in the book of John, when it records the word Jesus sorrow, it uses the same word.
在希腊文叫做 tarazo.
So in the Greek, it says tarazo.
Tarazo 它本身就有惊慌的意思在里面。
So this word tarazo carries the meaning of anxiousness.
一般我们说忧愁没有惊慌的意思在里面。
So usually when we say the word sorrow, we don't have any feelings of anxiousness.
可是这个字啊，有惊慌的意思在里面。
But this word sorrow carries the meaning of anxiousness.
里面还有不安。
And that is there's a uncertain anxiety.
还有当然有愁烦的意思。
And also a weariness.
当然也有为难的意思。
And also a discomfort.
那忧虑的意思。
And also worry.
你把这些全部都加起来。
So if you add all the everything together.
大概可以比较抓得住耶稣忧愁的心情。
Then you may have a better grasp of what it means to Jesus sorrow.
好，那我们现在来看耶稣的第一个忧愁。
So let's first look at the first sorrow of Jesus.
到底耶稣为什么忧愁？
So for what reason did Jesus sorrow over?
我们看约翰福音第十一章三十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 11 verse 33.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。这边讲到耶稣来到了伯大尼。
And here it says Jesus came to Bethany.
那看到了他哭。
And he saw them crying.
这个他是谁？
Who are they?
这个他是玛利亚。
And the she refers to Mary.
就是膏耶稣的头的那个用那个香膏膏耶稣的那个玛利亚。
It was Mary who anointed Jesus with a fragrant oil.
又看到跟玛利亚同来的犹太人也哭。
And also saw that the Jews who came along with her also were weeping.
所以就心里很悲叹又很忧愁。
Therefore he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled.
那后来耶稣就哭了。
And therefore Jesus wept.
有些这个那时候很多人就这样说了。
And there's some at that time some people said.
说你看他爱这个人，他爱拉撒路何等的恳切。
You see how he loves Lazarus.
因为那时候玛利亚为什么哭？为什么那时候跟玛利亚来的人哭？因为拉撒路死了。
So at that time the reason why Mary and the Jews who came along cried because Lazarus had passed on.
后来他们就说：哇，你看，哇，因为他们看到耶稣忧愁，看到耶稣哭了嘛。
So when they saw Jesus worried and when Jesus cried, they said.
他们就说了你看他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
He said, see how he loved him.
可是有人又有人讲了。
But there are also people who said,
不对吧。
This is not right.
他可以开瞎子的眼睛，为什么不能叫人死，从死人复活？
They could not. He who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying.
好，那从这一段的经文里面，你看到什么？
So what do you see from this passage?
主耶稣为什么忧愁？
So why did Jesus sorrow?
很多人说， 因为主耶稣因为拉撒路死了，所以忧愁。
Some people say because Lazarus had passed away, so Jesus sorrowed.
因为拉撒路死了，所以他哭。
Because Lazarus passed away, so he cried.
绝对不是。
And that's not the case.
耶稣绝对不是为拉撒路死而哭的。
We know Jesus did not cry for the reason that Lazarus had passed away.
你可以说他是相对关系，可是绝对不是绝对的。 耶稣不是直接为拉撒路死哭的。
You can say they're related, but that's not absolute, for Jesus did not cry over Lazarus' death.
为什么会这样说？
Why do I say this?
我们来看约翰福音第11章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。第二节。Verse
2.
这玛利亚就是用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟。第三节。Verse
3.
她的姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”第四节。Verse
4.
耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死啦，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。” 看第五节，
Verse 5,
耶稣素来爱马大看他的妹子并拉撒路。第六节，Verse
6,
听见拉撒路病的，就在所居住地之地仍然住了两天。你看了这段经文，你会觉得，如果耶稣那个时候在哭，那真的是很虚伪。So
after reading this, if you think that Jesus was weeping at that time, he might have seemed as a hypocrite.
从头到尾，他都知道拉撒路病了。From
the beginning to end, he knew that Lazarus was sick.
从头到尾，他都知道这个是要荣耀天上真神，要来荣耀耶稣的。From
the beginning to the end, he knows that this incident is to glorify God in heaven.
从头到尾，他都知道说耶稣要把拉撒路要复活。He
knew all along that Lazarus shall resurrect.
那等一下就要复活了。耶稣到伯大尼的时候，那个时候就是等一下拉撒路要复活了。Once
Jesus arrived in Bethany, he knew that later Lazarus shall resurrect.
他干嘛哭？So
why did he weep then?
等一下就要把他叫起来，在这边哭。
So he would have resurrected him soon, so why would he be weeping right there?
那不是跟台湾有一些习俗是五指枯木一样吗？
So isn't it the same as some of the Taiwan traditions?
你在哭什么？你真的有在伤心吗？
So when you're trying to, when you're weeping, when you seem like you're weeping, are you truly sorrowful?
但耶稣那时候真的忧愁，可是他是为拉撒路死忧愁吗？
But Jesus was deeply troubled, but did he trouble or sorrow over Lazarus' death?
拉撒路等一下复活了。
But because later on Lazarus shall resurrect.
还什么好忧愁的?
So what is there to trouble?
等一下神要得到荣耀，什么好忧愁的?
And later God shall receive His glory. So what is there to sorrow over?
哦，那是事实。
But that was the fact.
那请问耶稣为什么忧愁?
So let me ask you, why did Jesus sorrow then?
我们有去思考过吗?
So have you ever thought about this?
到底耶稣在忧愁什么?
So what exactly did Jesus sorrow over?
耶稣知道拉撒路病了。
And Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick.
因为马大、玛利亚差人去跟耶稣说：“你所爱的人病了，赶快来救他。”
Because Mary and Martha sent men to tell Jesus that the one whom you love is sick. Please come and help him.
他们对神有信心。
They have faith in God.
他们应该说他们对耶稣有信心。
We can say they have faith in Jesus.
他们赶快派人去找耶稣。
So immediately they sent men to find Jesus.
耶稣跟他们说：“这个病不会死。”
Jesus said them, "This sickness will not end in death."
那 这个是为神的荣耀，
and this is for the sake of God's glory.
是为了耶稣的荣耀，
for the sake of Jesus.
哇，还故意在那边多住了两天啊！
So he stayed behind for two extra days. He did that on purpose.
一直到拉撒路死了。
So until the day when Lazarus died.
我们看第11节。
Let's read verse 11.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”这个时候已经过了两天了哦，然后我们耶稣才跟门徒讲说：“哎。” 我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，走，我们去叫醒他。
So here 2 days already passed, and Jesus said to his disciple, "Our friend Lazarus had fallen asleep. Let us go wake him up."
从头到尾，耶稣都没有说拉撒路死了，耶稣说拉撒路睡了。
So from the very beginning till end, Jesus always said Lazarus had fallen asleep.
而且说这病不至于死。And
that the sickness will not end in death.
因为一开始主耶稣就知道。
From the very beginning, Jesus already knew.
那可是耶稣的门徒不知道。
But his disciples did not know this.
他们听耶稣说：“哦，拉撒路睡了。”
When they heard that Lazarus simply fell asleep.
哇，那大概病好了。
So maybe his sickness is well.
因为有时候病得很重的时候很难睡。
But because sometimes when we're severely ill, we can't fall asleep.
哇，现在拉撒路睡了啊，表示他如果睡了，他表示他已经好了。
But now that he had fallen asleep, that must mean that he is well.
其实圣经上怎么记载？
But what does the Bible record?
你看13节。
If you read verse 13.
耶稣这话是指他死说的。
And Jesus had been speaking of his death.
因为拉撒路真的死了。
Because Lazarus truly had died.
可是耶稣知道啊。
But Jesus knew this.
耶稣要去把他叫醒啊。
So Jesus went to wake him up.
所以他是死了，不是只睡了。
So he was not only asleep, rather he had died.
后来耶稣才告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
Later he told his disciples that Lazarus had died.
耶稣在还没有去伯大尼就已经讲了。
And Jesus said this prior to going to Bethany.
以前没有电话。
Before there were no television.
耶稣从头到尾都知道发生什么事。
So from the very beginning, Jesus knew all along what had happened.
那是他故意的。
But he did that on purpose.
为要显出神的荣耀。
For the sake to manifest God's glory.
为让人明白耶稣的全能，神的全能。
So that man may understand and come to know the power of God.
那后来。他们就说要去见他，去看，就把拉撒路叫醒，所以他们就从啊他们所在的地方来到了这个伯大尼。
So later, after Jesus said to wake him up, they traveled to Bethany.
耶稣一到伯大尼，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天，就他已经死四天了。
Upon Jesus' arrival, he knew that Lazarus had died, passed on for already 4 days.
犹太人他们有一种习惯，就是说今天我们有家人有人死，当天我们就把他埋葬了。
And Jewish had the tradition that today and the same day when someone family member died, they will bury them the same day.
也就是说，这个拉撒路已经死四天了。
That means Lazarus had already died for 4 days.
那个时候啊，马大知道耶稣来了。
But at that time, Martha knew of the coming of Jesus.
他就赶快出去迎接耶稣。
So she went out immediately to accept him.
可是玛利亚却仍坐在家里哦。
However, Mary still sat at home.
因为玛利亚说还不知道。
Because Mary did not know yet.
那马大既然耶稣就说了一段话。
So Martha here spoke to Jesus.
这段是他跟耶稣的对话。
And this is a conversation between her and Jesus.
你注意看他跟主耶稣的对话当中有什么问题。
But if you look closely, you can find problems within this conversation.
来，我们来看十一章的二十一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 11:21.
二十一节，马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”二十二节。
22.
就是现在，我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。二十三节。
23.
耶稣说：“你的兄弟必然复活。”二十四节。
24.
马大说：“我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”但是后面耶稣就解释了一段话，就是说：“复活在我，生命在我，信的人虽然死了，也必复活。”那这个后来是主耶稣是顺着玛利亚的话在解释。好，那这个地方在讲到玛利亚跟耶稣的对话。
So here records a conversation between Martha and Jesus.
马大一见到耶稣就讲了。
So once Martha saw Jesus, she said this.
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟就必不死了。
So she said, Lord, if he had been here, my brother would not have died.
这绝对是事实。
And that was an absolute truth.
耶稣可以让死人复活。
And Jesus can raise the dead.
其实连那时候的犹太人都有这样的信心。
Even the Jews have that faith at that time.
好。那这个没有什么问题。
So we know there's no problem in this.
如果这个人那个，如果拉撒路那时候生病，主耶稣一定可以医治他的病。
It's for sure that when Lazarus was sick, Jesus would surely heal his illness.
这也是为什么他们差人去把耶稣找来的缘故。
That is also a reason why they sent men to find Jesus.
可是问题是拉撒路已经死四天了。
But the problem is Jesus, Lazarus has already died for 4 days.
他姐姐不知道吗？
Did their sisters not know?
当然知道。
Of course they know.
不过后面这句话就是重点了。
But the following passage is the key.
他说。就是现在
but he said, but I know even now.
就是现在哦
that even now.
拉撒路已经死四天哦
that even now, that even Lazarus had died for 4 days.
我知道你只要向神求什么神也必赐给你
I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you.
那这句话的意思是什么
So what does this mean?
主啊你现在 不论向神什么求什么神都会给你哦
And that is God, no matter what you ask of him, he will give to you.
这是他的信心嘛对不对
This is her faith.
他讲出来了嘛
And she already said it.
我就是就是现在，我兄弟已经死四天了。就是现在，你跟神求什么，神都会给你的。
Even now, when my brother had died for 4 days, whatever he asked of God, God will give to you.
何等大的信心啊
！So such a great faith.
耶稣就跟他讲。
But Jesus said to her.
耶稣直接跟他讲。
Jesus said directly to her.
你的兄弟必然复活。
And your brother will rise again.
你刚才不是说，就是现在，你不论跟神求什么，神就会应允吗
？And did you just not say that even now, what you ask of God, God will give to you?
好，现在我应允你。
So now I promise you.
你的兄弟必然复活。
That your brother shall rise again.
这个到这边都没有问题。
So from up until this point, there's no problem.
这一段对话很美。
And it's a very beautiful conversation.
太有信心了。
So she is full of great faith.
一个人已经死四天。
That a person have already died for 4 days.
你知道死四天多臭吗
？And do you know how foul of the smell?
小弟以前当。小弟以前当兵的时候是当宪兵的。
Before when I was an army, I was a soldier.
宪兵啊，其中有一项，我们有任务有很多，其中我们要做刑案的第一线调查。
So there are many duties, and one of the duties is to do investigations.
哎，对，就是第一线的工作人员。
That is the first line, where the first line, the front line workers.
有点像警察。
So sort of the job of a police.
有一天啊，我们接到一个报案，就是说某个地方啊，有一个人死三天了，应该是死三，那时候还没验尸的哈。不过后来我们知道他死三天了，就是说他们闻到一个很臭的臭味， 他们就说应该有人死掉。
So there's once we received a report that a person had passed away for 3 days because there was a very foul smell.
他们就打电话进来，然后我们就去处理。
So they called in and we went to take care of the matter.
你知道我们的警车啊，刚开还没有开到那条路哦，刚进入那条路。
And do you know that just the police car, we haven't even arrived in the alley.
那离那个他死的那个房子至少还有100公尺，应该有100公尺，有绝对有。
I can say we're still very far away from that house.
哇，我就闻到一股很臭的味道啊
！And right there in my car, I already smell a very foul smell.
我们整台车是开冷气，车窗是关起来的呢。
So in the whole car, our windows were closed with AC on.
我说，这什么味道
？So I said to myself, what is that smell?
哦，到那一栋房子的下面啊。
So when we arrived at the bottom of that house,
就已经很臭了。
It was already so bad.
我一下车我就跟那边 在那边的那个他们这些左右邻居啊这些人讲了。
So once I got out of the car, I said to their neighbors,
我说你们都可能是共犯。
So I said, all of you may be accomplices.
这么臭。
That this is so foul smelling.
你们怎么到现在才报案？
And how can you report this crime just now?
他们说我们怎么知道？我们还以为是死老鼠。
So they said, how would we know? We thought they were dead cats.
你也帮忙，我们家也有死过老鼠，超那么臭的。
So I said to them, can you just help us out? I have dead rats in my house before. They never smelled this bad.
100公尺外就可以闻得到，你跟我讲有死老鼠。
That I can smell the smell so far away, and you tell me there are dead rats.
那现在怎么办？没有人要上去了。
So what do you do now? No one dares to go up.
那当然我们要上去，要不然谁要上？我们第一线工作人员。
So we're the frontline workers, so of course we have to go up.
可是我不知道怎么上去。
So I didn't know how to go up.
你知道那多臭吗？那根本没有办法上去。
Do you know how bad the smell was? I couldn't even go up.
而且那里面有细菌。
And there are also bacteria.
后来我们就请那个人家专门在处理那个尸体的，我们都会请他们来，你们过来，你们告诉我们怎么做。
So we asked the people who take care of the corpses to come and tell us what to do.
我们处理过很多的尸体，可是我没有处理过那个已经死掉3天的尸体，我没有处理过。
So we've taken care of many corpses, but we never taken care of a dead body that had been dead for 3 days.
我小弟当兵的时候，甚至我们常常晚上睡在殡仪馆里面。
So when I was in the army, many times we'll live in the funeral homes.
那死人就睡这边啊，我们就睡在旁边。
So we actually lay beside a dead body.
因为我们要等那个检察官跟法医来验尸。
Because we have to wait for examiner to come to examine the body.
那他们因为他们也很忙。
And they're also very busy.
可是因为我24小时要结案，所以说我要跟他们说，不管没有关系，你半夜来没关系，我们就在殡仪馆等你，我们在尸体旁边等你，你来了你们把我叫醒，所以我们都常常站在旁边睡，然后死人睡他不会动嘛，那当然我们也不动就睡这样子。
So because we have to close the case within 24 hours, so oftentimes we'll have to sleep by the corpse to wait for the judge to come to
刚开始司机都很害怕。
So very beginning we're all very scared.
我是处理人员，我不可以开车，只有那他们开车有开车人员，那我们是处理人员，我们不能开车，所以一定会有配司机，我们都有司机。
Actually we're the investigators, so we can't drive, so we'll always have a driver.Alongside of us.
他们都是很害怕。
Now the drivers are always very scared.
我说不要怕啦。
So I said to them, do not be afraid.
我信耶稣来，不要怕啦。
So I believe in Jesus. 在
我旁边睡就对了。
Just sleep by me.
你回宪兵队很累啊，来这边睡比较好，没有人找你啊，死人不会起来叫你起来那个什么。
So it's too tired, the dead will not wake up, so don't be afraid.
我们那时候当兵很累，我记得我那时候当兵的时候啊，曾经3天睡一个小时。
So I remember during that time we're all very tired. I remember once I only slept3 hours.1 hour in 3 days.
对，因为我们事情太多了。
Because there are too much things to do.
我说你不要回去，在这边可以睡觉。
So I said, don't go home. You can sleep here.
哦，那后来他们跟我跟久了，哎，对哦，跟黄志杰出去睡在死人旁边，好像没有什么，没遇到过什么事。
So after they follow me for a while, they feel that it's kind of safe to stay by me.
可是我没有处理过3天的尸体，3天的尸体我没有处理过。
I never taken care of a corpse that has already passed away for
3 days. 后来他们教我，我才知道怎么处理。
After they taught me, then I know.
你去买两种东西。
You have to go buy two things.
第一个高粱酒。
And then you have to buy,
高粱酒是高粱做的酒，好像是那个米酒是米做的酒。
You have to buy barley liquor.
对。那个是烈酒
，and that is a very strong liquor.
然后你去买那个毛巾，洗脸的毛巾。
You have to buy towels.
然后把那个酒倒在毛巾上
，and pour the liquor onto the towels.
然后把它要湿到可以凝出这个酒来。
And you have to wait until the point you can they're dripping.
那污在你的嘴巴。
Then you have to cover your mouth.
那你就可以上去的。
Then you can go up.
一来你会闻不到臭味，二来你不会受到细菌的感染。
And first you cannot smell the smell. The second you will not be infected.
哇，我就因为没有用过啊，叫他们怎么我们就做了。
So I never done it. So when they taught me, I did it.
不过很感谢神，那一次我没有上去了。
But truly, thank God, I never went upstairs.
因为我上不去了。
Because I couldn't go up.
哦，我不知道那酒是这么厉害的。
I never knew the liquor was so strong.
然后闻了几下，还没走到楼梯，我就说。 哎，你们先上去，我没有力气了。
So once I put the liquor over my face, then suddenly I felt strange.
我们不喝酒了。
So I never drink alcohol.
哦，这个怎么天旋地转？
So once I smelled that liquor, I felt very dizzy.
那次我就没有上去，因为他们看我这样子走路这样歪斜着，啊哈哈，你没有在喝酒，我说对，我没有在喝酒。他说你坐在旁边，你坐在旁边。So
when they saw me, they knew I never drink liquor.
好。 所以你就知道那个死掉四天的人是多臭啊！
So now you have a sense of how a person who died for 4 days, how bad the smell is.
我要讲这个是目的，是因为你要知道说马大讲这个话的意义在哪里。
So the reason I share with you this is for you to understand the purpose for Martha to say this.
他的兄弟已经死四天了，不是三天呢。Her
brother has already passed away for 4 days, not just 3 days.
你知道他多臭吗？
Do you know how bad he
那整个尸体都胀起来。That
the whole body has swollen.
那个不一样的，那不是，那你没有看过，你没有办法理解。
If you've never seen it, you'll never be able to understand.
马大跟主耶稣怎么说？
What did Martha say to Jesus?
就是现在。
That even now.
就是现在。
That right now.
我也知道，你不论向神求什么，神必应允你。
That I know God will give you whatever you ask.
耶稣跟他讲很简单。
And Jesus simply said to her,
你的兄弟必然复活。
Your brother will rise again.
就是一句话。
And that is just one phrase.
本来就是这样啊，发生的嘛。
And that is what will happen.
你有这样的信心。
If you have this faith,
神跟你这样成就。
And God will fulfill you in this manner.
可是马大怎么说呢？
So what did Martha answer?
我知道末日我的兄弟必然复活。
I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
现在复活跟以后复活，那是很大差别。
We know there's a great difference between resurrecting now and resurrecting in the future.
那是天地的差别呢。
That's a difference between heaven and earth.
刚才他是说，就是现在求。
And just earlier she said, even now when you ask.
耶稣说你的兄弟必然复活，他变成以后复活。
And Jesus said, your brother will rise again, but Martha said, in the future he will resurrect.
这个是信心的落差。
Then we say there's a difference in gap in faith.
其实如果以马大对神有对主耶稣有这样认知，实际上算也是不错了。
And in fact, it is already good enough for Martha to have this kind of understanding.
在那个时代，真的能够认定末日复活这件事的人，其实上不多了。
And during that time, there are not that many who can confirm the resurrection. On the last day.
不过，如果说我们了解马大跟玛利亚的话，我们就会了解，事实上，玛利亚对主耶稣的了解是更深的。
But if we have understanding of Mary and Martha, you'll find that Mary actually have a deeper understanding of Jesus.
马大这样子的认定，我们不觉得什么不对。
When Martha have this kind of understanding, we feel there's nothing wrong.
这绝对是信心的落差。
And this is definitely a difference or a gap in faith.
后来，马大就暗暗的去把他的妹妹叫来。
And later on, Martha went to call her sister, Mary.
说，夫子来了，借叫你。
He said, the teacher is here, he's calling out for you.
玛利亚听见了，就赶快起来，去跑到耶稣的面前。
When Mary heard of this, she ran to the presence of Jesus.
在他家里面有很多人啊，是跟着在安慰马大跟玛利亚，看到玛利亚冲出去啊，他们以为说啊。 玛利亚是要跑到坟墓啊，就全部都跟就跟出去了。
So there are many people in their house, and when they saw Mary run out, they also followed her.
玛利亚一看到耶稣，就趴在耶稣的脚前。
So once Mary saw Jesus, she knelt and she fell before his feet.
然后只讲了一句话。
And she only said this.
她说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。”
She also said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
这句话的含义是什么？
So what does this mean?
我们早就差人去找你了。
We have already sent men to find you.
你如果早在这里，我的兄弟就不死。
If you had been here, our brother would not have died.
讲了这句话以后，
And when she said this,
剩下都讲不出来了。
She couldn't say anything else.
一直哭啊。
So she continued to weep.
当然跟来的犹太人也哭吗？
So of course, all the Jews who followed along also cried.
大家哭成一团了。
So they were weeping in a crowd.
耶稣看着这个情形，
So when Jesus saw the circumstance,
心里就惆怅，
Then he sorrowed,
就忧愁了，
So he troubled,
后来耶稣就哭了，
And later Jesus wept.
那请问耶稣为什么哭啊？
So may I ask you, why did Jesus weep?
我们了解玛利亚吗？
Do we understand Mary?
玛利亚跟马大是不一样，
We know Mary is different from Martha.
我们来看路加福音第10章，
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
其实啊，在耶稣在这个世界上传福音的时候啊， 只有一个妇女曾经被耶稣称赞过，一个很肯定的称赞。
So in fact, when Jesus was on the earth, there's only one woman who was firmly praised by the Lord.
就是玛利亚。
And that was Mary.
耶稣跟那时候的门徒说，
And Jesus said to the disciples at that time,
以后在传福音的时候，
And in the future, in terms of preaching the gospel,
这个妇人会被常常被提出来。
And this woman will always be mentioned.
为什么玛利亚可以让主耶稣这样说？
So why was it, what caused Jesus to say such thing about Mary?
这是主耶稣的应许哦。
And this is a promise
那是世世代代的纪念的。
of Jesus. And this will be remembered for all generations to come.
为什么主耶稣这样说？
So why did Jesus say this?
你要了解玛利亚对神的认识。
So you must
对主耶稣的认识。
You must first understand the understanding of Mary toward Jesus.
我们先举一个例子。
Let's give you an example.
我们看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
38节。
Verse 38.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接到她自己的家里。39节。
39.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。40节。
40.
马大伺候的事多了，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼啊。”42节。
42.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。好，我们从这件事看到什么？
So what can we see from this incident?
看到我们不要做圣工。
That we do not need to do holy work.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
因为那个耶稣到的伯大尼在那边传福音的时候，马大在那边服侍神做圣工，然后去跟主耶稣讲。
So when Jesus came to Bethany in Bethany, and Martha was busy doing holy work and said to Jesus,
那后来马大就跟主耶稣讲说，啊，主啊，请你叫我的妹子哦，不要只坐在这边听道理，应该来帮助我，因为很多事要做。
So Martha says to Jesus, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me.
所以主耶稣就说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼啊。
So Jesus said to Martha, 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 you worry and upset about many things.
但是不可少的只有一件啊。
But there's only one thing that is needed.
就是玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
Mary has already chosen what is better.
所以做圣工不重要。
So doing holy work is not important.
这样对不对？
Is that true?
看起来对啊。
So it seems right.
对不对？看起来是。不要思虑烦恼嘛，就坐在主耶稣面前，那是不用做圣工了嘛。
So it seems that you don't have to worry over holy word. You're sitting in front of Jesus and listen.
那应该不是嘛哈。
So I believe that's not the case.
重点在哪里
？So what is the key?
主耶稣的重点在哪里
？So what is Jesus' key? What is he trying to say here?
Timing, 时间点。
That is the timing.
耶稣来到伯大尼要干什么？
What was the purpose for Jesus to come to Bethany?
耶稣来伯大尼是要来受你的服侍的吗？
Did Jesus come to Bethany to receive your servitude?
耶稣来伯大尼是来讲真理的。
Jesus came to Bethany to speak the truth.
是来传福音的。
He came here to preach the gospel.
玛利亚坐在那边听主耶稣的道理。
So Mary sat there to listen to Jesus' teachings.
那马大在那忙着服侍耶稣跟其他的人。
However, Martha was around busy.
还去服侍。跟随耶稣，跟耶稣了哈。
And they were also following Jesus, serving him.
看起来好像马大比较对。
So it may seem like Martha is more right.
其实是不对。
But in fact, she was not.
耶稣说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
For Jesus said, Mary has already chosen what is better.
这个时候是听道理的时候。
So this is a time to listen to the truth.
马大，马大，你不常有我啊。
And Martha, Martha, you will not always have me.
这个时候是听道理的时候啊。
This is the time to listen to the gospel.
不是在那跑来跑去的时候。
It's not the time for you to run about, running.
玛利亚知道什么时候应该做什么事情。
Mary knows when to do certain things at what time.
我需要你的服事吗？
Do I need your service?
我用五个饼，两条鱼，让5000个人吃饱。
I fed 5,000 men with bread and 2 fish.
我需要你服侍我吗？
Do I need you to serve me today?
现在要的不是服侍。
What I need you now is not to serve me.
现在是要听道理的时候。
And this is the time to listen to the teachings.
马大，马大，你搞不清楚状况。
So Martha, Martha, you don't know what is going on.
玛利亚知道。
However, Mary knows.
玛利亚已经选择上好的福分。
So she has chosen what is better.
因为现在只能做一件事情。
Because there's only one thing you can do at this moment.
就是坐在我的脚前听道理。
That is to sit at my feet and listen to my sermons.
这个是 timing 的问题吗？
And that is a problem with timing.
其实玛利亚不只是在这件事做得很好。
So in fact, Mary not only done well in this matter.
在耶稣被钉十字架之前。
Prior to Jesus' crucifixion on the cross,
有一个妇人拿香膏来抹耶稣。
And there's a woman who came and anointed Jesus with fragrance.
那个人就是玛利亚。
And that was Mary.
她怎么知道那个时候应该抹耶稣？
So how did she know that was the time to anoint Jesus?
其实想要抹耶稣的不是只有她一个。
In fact, she was not the only one who wanted to anoint Jesus.
只有她一个在主耶稣还没被钉十字架之前就抹耶稣。
However, she was the only one who anointed Jesus prior to his crucifixion.
她对主耶稣很清楚。
She had a very clear understanding of Jesus.
他对主耶稣未来要发生的事很清楚。
And she knew very well what is to happen to Jesus.
他知道什么时候要做什么事。
She knew when to do what at the what time.
这个妇女真的是太好了。
So we can see this is indeed an
excellent
woman.
说她。
And this is the reason why Jesus said.
说人在传福音的时候一定不会忘记这个妇人的。
And when people are preaching the gospel, they will surely not forget her.
这个妇人会永远被纪念。
And this woman will forever be remembered.
她知道什么时候 做该做什么事情。
But she knows what to do at what time.
事情的轻重她拿捏得很清楚。
And she grasps well the priorities of life.
为什么她可以拿捏得那么清楚？
So why is it that she did it so well?
她对神、对主耶稣的认识。
For the understanding she had in God and Jesus.
你看主耶稣对她的评价何等的高。
If you look at the comments of Jesus for her.
可是当她的弟弟拉撒路死，她的兄弟拉撒路死了。
But in time when her brother Lazarus had died.
他跑到主耶稣的面前，趴在主耶稣的脚前。
She ran to Jesus and fell at his feet.
那只讲一句话。
And she only said one thing.
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
The Lord, if he had been here, my brother would not have died.
然后就哭啊。
And she wept.
你想，主耶稣看到这个状况。
If you think when Jesus saw this.
刚才他跟马大说什么
？And just when, what did she say to Martha?
马大跟他说什么
？What did Martha say to him?
就是现在
And that is now.
你跟神求神就赐给你们
What you ask of God, God will give to you.
主耶稣说你的兄弟必然复活他讲的又是另外一回事
And Jesus said your brother shall surely rise but she spoke of something else.
玛利亚对主耶稣认识更深
But Mary had a deeper understanding of Jesus.
她就只讲了一句话
So she only said one thing.
在主耶稣面前哭
She wept in front of Jesus.
那主耶稣来干什么的
So what did Jesus come to do?
他来叫拉撒路复活的
He came to raise Lazarus from death.
这是信心的问题
And that's a matter of faith.
主耶稣看到人的信心是何等的脆弱
And Jesus had witnessed how fragile of a man's faith is.
我们不要像马不要我们不需要笑我们也没有什么资格笑马大跟玛利亚
And we have no right or we're not in a position to laugh at Mary or Martha.
我们要跟别人讲说哦你要有信心你要有信心很简单啊
So it's so easy for us to tell others you must have faith.
啊如果这句话传道讲最多
And for this, preacher says this statement the most.
传道一天到晚说哎姐妹你要有信心啊哎弟兄你要有信心不要一天到晚愁眉苦脸啊哎那个阿嬷阿公那个你们虽然身体不健康啊不过主耶稣会帮助你们要有信心啊一天到晚都要有信心啊
So from day and night, the preacher would tell this brother or sister or this person who's sick that you must have faith, don't always look so sad.
讲很容易啊
So it's so easy to say it.
马大在讲也很容易啊
It was so easy for Martha to say it.
就是现在啊神啊主耶稣啊你就是像跟天上真人求神也必应你呢哦神必赐给你哦
That Jesus, even now, if you ask of God, God will surely give to you.
这种话谁不会讲
So who cannot say this?
我也会讲啊
I even know how to say it.
问题是在你有没有信心去承受你所说的话
But the problem is whether or not you have the faith to accept or receive what you have just said.
因为我们现在时间到了我们先休息等一下我做一个见证给大家听
So now I'd like to take a break but later I will bear a testimony to you.
是发生在我自己身上的见证
It's a true testimony which happened to me.
请大家同心默祷
Spirits and praying silence.